Hello.
Hello, is that Renee Casena?
Who's calling?
Oh, hi, we are calling you from National Opinion Service, and I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print,
no.
radio? Sorry?
No.
Thank you. The survey is going to take a couple of minutes. Would you like to help us?
Survey about what?
It's just a small survey. It's just about conducting for just problems that the communities and the nation are having right now.
Okay.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to
yes.
vote in Ohio?
Yes.
What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, or U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote, or will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'll be voting.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm over 60.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describe you?
African American.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year election for president. And also the U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not allowed or motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. So the question is from 1 to 10, how are you motivated?
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Joe Biden as president?
Approve.
Is strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Who?
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Strongly.
Thank you. Donald Trump as former president?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Sherrod Brown as senator?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, if you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them. Just tell me that. First, energy.
Okay, what are my choices for First Energy?
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or you never heard about it?
I've never heard of it.
Then we have Democrats in Congress.
Who in Congress?
The Democrats.
Democrats?
Yes.
And what are you asking me about the Democrats?
If
Do I approve of them?
Yes, if you hear about them, if you bury your strong...
strong approval.
Okay, thank you. Republicans in Congress?
Strong disapproval.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Disapprove.
Joe Biden?
Approve.
Derek Marine?
Who?
Derek Marine?
Disapprove.
Thank you. Marcy Capture?
Disapprove.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, from whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Democrat Joe Biden?
Yeah. Biden.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, from whom would you vote?
Democrat Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Capture or Republican Derek Marine?
Democrat Marcy.
Marcy. Okay, thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marine, or would you say there is no chance you will consider
no
voting
chance.
For... No chance. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democracy Marcy Capture. Marcy Capture is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Capture, or somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, or please say so.
Less likely.
Thank you. It's much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek.
How much longer is this going to take, sir?
We have just a few more questions, about 5 more minutes. We really appreciate the patience and your help.
Whatever you're asking me, a straight Democrat is the way I'm voting. Nothing, no changes. Straight Democrat.
I understand, and I'm sorry for the long questions, but we need to go over the questions to continue and complete the survey. I don't know if you want to continue or stop or call you in a later time.
Yeah, call me another time because I'm trying to eat my dinner.
Okay, I apologize. Don't worry. We are going to call you later, tomorrow, of course.
Thank you. All right.
Enjoy. Goodbye.
Bye.